Roughly half the world's weapons exports were once controlled by the Soviet Union. Those exports collapsed with the disintegration of the socialist bloc. Now, Russian arms sales are again on the rise. Analysts are skeptical, though, about whether Russia can ever approach its once dominant position. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this report from Moscow.
Ruslan Pukhov, an analyst with the Center for Analysis of Strategies and Technologies, says that the Soviet Union subsidized weapons exports primarily to help shore up communist allies abroad.
It was an ideological delivery of weaponry to your clients in the Third World. Not anymore for Russia.
Now weapons exports are all about making money. Military aircraft account for more than half of all Russian arms sales abroad. And Russian aerospace manufacturers now promote their products on slickly packaged CD-ROMs.
The Tu-142M anti-submarine aircraft is a powerful weapon in the fight against nuclear submarines.
Aggressive marketing and the relatively low cost of advanced Russian arms compared to those of Western competitors is helping reinvigorate exports. President Vladimir Putin recently presided over the signing of a $1 billion deal to supply Sukhoi 30 fighter bombers to Malaysia, the latest in a series of lucrative deals for Russia. The Sukhoi 30, which is an upgraded version of a veteran Soviet fighter bomber, was recently shown off at Moscow's annual air show. Sukhoi chief designer Vladimir Babak says things are looking up for Russian weapons manufacturers.
Exports are our salvation, and therefore we are doing everything to modernize our planes so that they have export potential.
Russian weapons exports are expected to top $5 billion this year, but Russian arms exports still account for only 10% of the world market, down from 50% in Soviet times. And there's been little recovery in domestic orders, which have fallen victim to huge cuts in Russian defense spending. Analyst Ruslan Pukhov notes 70% of Russian arms sales now go abroad, a very high figure by world standards.
It's absolutely a unique situation on the world stage. No one can guarantee that defense industry or defense industrial complex can survive if its own army stop buying weaponry.
Russian hawks and some in the weapons industry like Sukhoi chief designer Vladimir Babak sound Cold War-style alarms. Babak calls the lack of domestic military procurement a danger to Russian security.
Look at our history. Why did the Swedes, Genghis Khan, Napoleon, and Hitler all invade Russia? Everyone sees Russia as a pie that they want to get a piece of. No one can tell us there won't be another war.
But exports are rising even to countries like China, now the number one buyer of Russian arms. That's despite the fact that some in Russia still harbor conspiracy theories about alleged Chinese designs on Russian territory, says Alexander Pekayev of the Moscow Carnegie Center.
Sales to China might be considered dangerous, and some people indeed think that China is probably the only foreign power which hypothetically could invade Russian far underpopulated and weak, vulnerable Russian Far East.
Russia has sold the Chinese a guided missile destroyer and is building three more for Beijing. The Russian government did refuse a Chinese request to buy advanced Sukhoi 30 warplanes, although Russia agreed to provide India with $3 billion worth of the same model. China is instead getting a somewhat more primitive version of the Sukhoi 30. But China is putting heavy pressure on Russia to sell it the more advanced fighter bombers. And some analysts here expect the Chinese to eventually get what they want. They say an export-or-die scenario for Russian arms makers is bound to overwhelm lingering national security concerns. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.